Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thursday, when I was by myself, it came to me that there's a crack in the foundation, right? It was the biggest reason why I didn't want the Knicks to make this move. When you have sustained success like that, and you take a risk firing the head coach, now you have a crack in that solid foundation. And since then, as the days have gone on, and nobody comes out and speaks, and you're seeing certain posts on social media, now you're hearing more reports about maybe it wasn't just Leon Rose, like people have said. Bottom line is there's a crack in what was a solid foundation, and the Knicks are, man, we're just, you know, less than a week or whatever it is since the actual firing, but the Knicks are getting dangerously close to having that crack start to spread already before they can even make their next move.
Now, you thought that there was a chance that they could take a step back, a big step back, by moving on from Tom Thibodeau. That was all basketball stuff. You get the wrong coach in here, and I obviously disagreed. I thought that was the right move. We're now going in a direction that I'm not comfortable with, because now this is not about the coach right now. It doesn't seem like the Knicks had much of a plan, because if the plan was to move on from Tom Thibodeau, well, then you've got to have something really lined up that made a lot of sense for a team that does, you know, that is trying to win a championship. It's not like this massive reset here, which you can kind of figure things out without a hardcore plan. I don't know that the Knicks have one, and I think bigger than that, to your point today, is that it seems like the direction and it seems like the energy of the Knicks is very different than it was a week ago. I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like the way it feels right now.
They have not earned the credibility to make a move like this and then just sit back and everybody's like, yeah, well, we'll trust Dolan, we'll trust Rose. Even if it were, let's just say this was all Leon Rose. The move does not make sense for a variety of reasons. And they don't speak. They don't talk about it. And based on the stuff that we do know about it, like, let me just ask you this way. Do you think Jalen Brunson is on board with firing Tom Thibodeau?
Doesn't seem like it.
Okay, now we don't know. But based on the way that he spoke of Tibbs while he was here, the question after the Knicks lost Game 6, whatever. I'm not putting too much into the social media post, but I don't believe that Jalen Brunson was fully on board with this. So even if you just focus on that alone, you're a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that made the Knicks back to what they are, along with Tom Thibodeau, is not on board with what the organization is doing. And we're supposed to just sit back and say, well, yeah, in Leon we trust. Not to mention that there isn't a clear plan as to who it is, because there's been multiple reports about multiple names that would be possibilities. Where are they? There is no known. When you fire a coach with that success, what Tom Thibodeau did for this team, there better be a known commodity out there, a clear, concise, this is the guy, go get him to take you over the next hump or the level, and there isn't that guy out there.
Yeah, and by the way, even if you really think that firing Tom Thibodeau was absolutely the wrong move, I would imagine that most Knicks fans who felt that way would find some solace in the fact that, oh, okay, so they moved on from a very successful coach, but here's their clear plan, which has been presented, and now it's about to be executed. But to your point, and what's bothering me, worrying me, and bothering me is, are you going to try to trade for Jason Kidd? Are you going to try to trade for Udoka? You know, right away, the Jay Wright stuff got shot down. I don't think Danny Hurley's in the mix. Like, you're going to give it to Johnny Bryant, which I'm more okay with that than you.
Yeah, I don't want
but,
that.
I know, but it doesn't even seem. I would feel better about Johnny Bryant if it was clear that Johnny Bryant was their guy. Like, to me right now, it seems like they really, well, it seems like they don't, first of all, they don't know what to do, and now they're throwing a lot of irons and a lot of different fires. At least if it was, hey, we believe this much in Johnny Bryant, we believe he can elevate, so we're going in that direction. It doesn't seem like they know the direction. And that's when you have to step back and say, whoa. Who's calling the shots? What's going on? What's the morale? And I'm not saying that we're going back to Isaiah Thomas 2.0, really 3.0, but it just, the Knicks today seem as directionless as they felt in a long time.
The biggest, well, there was a lot of reasons why I hated the firing of Tom Thibodeau, but my biggest fear as it pertained to that, because you could make the case like you have many times, basketball move, okay, fire Tom Thibodeau, go find somebody who can maximize this roster, be a little bit better with the using more players on the bench, whatever. Like, you can make the basketball arguments why it was time for a change. And I could push back, but I could also say, okay, understood, and let's see what the next coach could do. And to your point, if they identify Johnny Bryant, whether I like him or not, mm-hmm. and they were like, he's definitively the guy that we need to get.
You got to respect that almost. It's like, okay, this is what they want to do.
I disagree with it, but I respect that you're all in on that. Clearly, yeah. That is not the case here. But the fear was always that my gut, my initial reaction was this reeked of James Dolan. Now, I was told by people that I trust that this was not Jim Dolan. And there were a lot of reports saying that it's not Jim Dolan. But common sense and contradicting reports would say that it has something to do with Jim Dolan. And once Jim Dolan starts to step in, whether it's him running these player exit meetings, whether it's him having more of a voice or nudging Rose a little bit, whatever the level is, it's not completely wiping the power from Leon Rose, but it could be heavily influencing him, saying, hey, don't you think it's time for... Whatever it may be, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speculating along with everybody else. People told me that I trust that it's not Dolan, so I take that for what it's worth. But my gut inside is saying that the worst-case scenario with this would be if, in fact, James Dolan said, I want you to move on from Tom Thibodeau. Let's go find somebody else. And without them addressing it head-on, Dolan answering questions.
That'll never happen.
Leon Rose answering questions. Like, why can't Leon Rose just sit up there and say, you know what, I thought it was time for change. And maybe if he does, there's still going to be some people who don't believe him. But we need some answers here. Otherwise, it's going to create speculation.
Well, yeah, and speculation that's unchecked or unaddressed, that's when things begin to go up in flames. And I agree. I think it would behoove the Knicks to get out in front of this and try to stabilize this a little bit. Now, the draft is coming up. I think it's June 25th here. You've got to have a coach before the draft.
They said the reports were that they wanted one by summer camp in July.
But I saw that as well, going out to Vegas here. Yeah. I mean, so you get a draft. I mean, it's like they're picking third overall. I get that.
You need a coach before the draft.
Yeah, this doesn't seem very sensible to me. The question, though, is if James Dolan jumped in, which I believe that he did. To what extent, I don't
just
know.
Just your gut feel?
Yeah, and there's been enough intimations. I don't want to say reports, but I'm going to use the term, but I use this once in a while, informed industry speculation. It's short of a report. It's not necessarily like an uncovering of a journalistic story.
Right.
But it's just people who know what's going on, kind of piecing stuff together. And if those people are right, then I want to know, why did James Dolan feel the need? If that's true, to get involved here. Was it because by speaking to the players he got a bad message? Was it because he didn't feel or doesn't? And I don't know, I'm just asking the questions. Doesn't feel the same way about Leon Rose that he did maybe a year ago or 5 months ago? And by the way, the next question out of this here, if this is true and James Dolan was involved in this, Leon Rose is not the kind of guy who's going to sit around and say, okay, you can usurp my power all you want. I'm fine with that. That is a man of power. That is a man of decision-making prowess. So I think the next thing is, first, we've got to find out how involved is Dolan, if he is, and I believe he is. And secondarily, but close to primary, is what tolerance level will Leon Rose have for that? Because I don't want to get nuts here, but I don't think it's off the table where obviously a new coach, and at some point soon, Leon Rose says, if this goes sideways, I'm not sticking around for this.
Now that's going to a whole nother level.
I understand
that. So let me paint the other side of it, because you're not wrong. If that were the case, if Dolan had his say and Rose wasn't happy about it, that's what I'm talking about. The crack in the foundation could lead to the whole thing coming crumbling down. Let's say the other way. Let's say that Dolan had nothing to do with it,
mm-hmm.
and this is all Leon Rose. One of the things I would think, even though that goes against what my gut is telling me, and a lot of people, like I said, that I trust tell me that it is Rose, and reports have been out there. Okay, if it is Rose, then where's the plan? Like, if I'm Leon Rose, and I'm saying it's time, I love Tibbs, I've been a great friend of his, even with some nudging from the owner, whatever, you come to the conclusion, you know what? He could have had this series better against the Pacers. He could have used the bench, but whatever it may be, whatever mm-hmm. your issues are, it's time for
basketball
a change.
Basketball stuff. That's it.
Correct. Basketball stuff. Time for a change. I would be identifying the realistic available options.
Yeah.
One of your points when we were talking about this during the season was that, well, all of a sudden Mike Malone is available. Now, we don't know the ins and outs of Malone. We're not covering him since reports come out like there's bickering with the front office. You could look and say that, hey, he failed too with a great player like Jokic. But at least on the surface, you're saying a guy that's got some ties to New York and a guy that won a championship. And that's what you're trying to get to. So at least it would make sense if it were Leon Rose saying, I'm going to move on from Tibbs because I want to make sure we get Malone. Or I want to make sure we get Johnny Bryan, who's about to get hired by the Suns pre them making their move without. I want to hire Bryan because I believe he's the next guy. Like, and that's not the case. So where, because then you're hearing immediately there were reports where everybody was connecting the dots to Bryan. And then Ian Begley's on with Evan Antiki saying, well, they're going to value experience. Okay. So then I guess it's not Bryan. Then they're going to go chasing Udoka, who's not going to be available from Houston, and now it's going to be Jason Kidd. Like, there was no clear, here's the definitive answer that I believe is better than Tom Thibodeau. Even if it were nothing to do with Dolan,
yeah,
it still doesn't add up.
Listen, you moved a couple of years ago. I moved a couple of years before that, and basically everybody at some point in their life has moved here. When you are getting ready to move, you don't say, all right, honey, you know, it's time to move, time to go from an apartment to a home, you know, if you have children, whatever. Let's look at New Jersey. Let's look at Oregon. Let's look at Missouri. Let's look at Georgia. And let's look at North Carolina. You've got to refine the search. You've got to know where you want to live, at least as a basis, before you start looking at what can we afford, what are the school districts like, what's the sports scene, whatever you're really interested, how far of a commute do I have, blah, blah, blah. Like, it seems like the Knicks head coaching search right now, they knew that they had to move, or they sensed and thought strongly that they had to move, but they don't know where they want to move right now.
Right.
And that's worrisome.
So it's either Dolan meddling, keeping Leon Rose, now he's like, oh crap, I'm scrambling kind of for a plan, or it's Dolan not meddling and Leon Rose still doesn't have a plan.
I don't think it's that, because Leon Rose has been, when you are a power agent to that extent and you represent some of the titans of industry and have for 20 years, everything that you do is calculated. There's always, before you get to B, you gotta have you gotta have certain things mapped out. And he's the kind of guy, I think, Leon Rose, where he's been mapping out things multiple steps in advance. Listen, I can't say with certainty, but in my opinion, there is no way. I mean, what are we, stupid? There is no way that Leon Rose woke up and said, all right, Tibbs is gone. All right, let me figure it out. If it's him, he knew what he wanted to do. If it wasn't him, here we are.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. John is calling from Queens. What's up, John?
Love listening to you guys. Hey, what's up, BT and Sal?
Thank you.
What's happening, buddy?
Where do you think these reports are coming from? Because we went from an organization that had no leaks to then all of this chatter, and it's just a lot of, it sounds a lot really chaotic right now. Also, one point that I want to make was, I hear a lot of things about, oh, the Knicks are going to go back into this, you know, pier where it's down. One thing about those teams, because I'm 38, I went through the 90s. I went through, obviously, that 20-year period where it was a terrible time. I think the team is good. So I don't think we're going to go back where it's that 20-year period of time where we stink. It does seem a little weird now where they make this, you know, they let go of Tibbs and they don't have a clear plan. But I do believe, Leon, I think we need to just, you know, chill out a little bit, see what happens in the next couple of weeks. But I know we got to make a lot of conversation around the different reports. But it's a lot of weird reports that are coming. It's like one report and the next
forget,
report.
All right, but John, fair enough. Forget the reports. Let's use the facts. What has happened? Do you think Jalen Brunson is happy that Tom Thibodeau is no longer the head coach in the New York Knicks?
I don't think Jalen Brunson is happy.
Okay, that's number one. Real quick. Do you think the Knicks have a clear plan as to who is going to replace Tom Thibodeau?
Doesn't seem like a clear plan is out there right now.
I mean, those are
there you go.
Those are two easy, simple facts without any reporting.
Agreed. I have another question for you about Jalen Brunson. So you just said, is Jalen happy that Tom Thibodeau is no longer here? How unhappy, and I think we know the answer, how unhappy is he going to be if his dad's no longer here?
That's another level that we didn't talk about because the story came out the day that you were off and then I was off, obviously,
yes,
on Friday.
Yes.
That's a whole nother thing here.
Yeah.
Does he want his father? Does he not want his father? If he does, which I think he does. I had Frank Isola on. He kind of insinuated that.
That he does want him?
Yeah, because nobody's going to be harder on him than his own father.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no truth to that. Trust me, I think all of us dads know that. But not all of us dads are coaching our kids at the highest level. Well, I mean, come on. Here's the problem, though. What, like, if it's Johnny Bryant who was on the staff prior, I think it works. If it's,
interesting. I don't know if it would, because don't you think Rick could kind of not undermine him, but...
You could make that case. I actually see why you would say that.
The experience.
I hear you. I actually... And I don't know the answer. I feel like the familiarity would actually help. Whereas, I think, but I know why you'd push back on that. If it's somebody like a Malone or they go some unconventional route and then they push Rick Brunson on the new... I mean... even that could not be a smooth hire.
Right. Now you're worried about how it's going to impact the star. That's, dude, this is what I'm talking about, cracking the foundation. When you make a move like this, you better be sure that your next one is the perfect move. Otherwise, it could all come crumbling down.
Yep.
And you talk about, well, the Knicks are good. Yeah, they should be good, but how good? And then what happens if an injury takes place? Not to mention the whole other side. We're focusing on the Brunson aspect of it. Well, how about the other players that are bitching and moaning and complaining and whining about, I don't want to play for teams, or complaining about, I don't like the presence of Rick Brunson. So now you're going to side with those players?
They already did. They fired him.
As opposed to Jalen Brunson?
There is no, well, and I mean versus Tom Thibodeau. But if it gets to the other part, hopefully it doesn't get there. Then you've got anarchy. Well, I don't think it'll get there. Jeez.
Because the report was from Hoopswire last week that
I saw it.
Players upset with Rick Brunson's
presence of Rick Brunson.
And then the exit meeting saying some players didn't want to play for Tibbs.
Yep,
well,
yep.
Those players clearly weren't Jalen Brunson.
No, listen, it's the two new, this is guessing, but I think it's a fair guess. The guys who were unhappy with Tom Thibodeau were the two-star imports. On the exit meetings, Karl Anthony Towns and Mikal Bridges obviously voiced some displeasure because, you know, we watched sit long stretches in the playoffs, so you know he wasn't enthused about that. We heard about the lack of his inability to grasp defense, and so there's no doubt there's some smoke with Cat. And we know that Bridges already had an issue, although I think it was resolved and smoothed over, but apparently not enough, during the regular season before the Portland game when he came out and talked about the minutes.
Right.
And he felt like they were getting run into the ground. So it just seems like the Knicks valued their players over Tom Thibodeau.
Mark is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
You know, I think, you guys know I'm a diehard Knicks fan. I think today I'm actually more frustrated than I am concerned. I don't think, and I totally hear what you're saying, Tom, I don't think we do have a crack in our foundation. However, I think the worries that Knicks fans are having, the Knicks organization has done to themselves. Like, if you were to ask me, and maybe we'll do this in a minute, the questions you asked the previous caller, I would actually safely answer them completely off.
Okay, well, go ahead.
I don't think Jalen Brunson, I don't think Jalen Brunson is dead. Jalen Brunson gets it. This is a guy who took a pay cut. If it was his choice, would Tom Thibodeau be coaching? Probably. But is he upset right now? Is he disgruntled in Miami or Cabo or wherever he's vacationing? No, I really don't.
Hold on a second, Mark. You might be right. Hold on, Mark. What's that?
He's earned that. As a captain, he's earned that.
Yep, I agree with that. But that might change if his dad is sent packing.
You know what? And it might. But again, I think he gets it. How many players, BT, have had their dad as a coach? So I think if Jalen Brunson realizes, wow, I've been fortunate enough to do this for 4 years, I might not be a Knick without it because I wasn't a superstar 4 years ago. I think he's going to get that. I think what the Knicks, if I could just finish my point, I think what the Knicks have done is they've done it to themselves because, as you guys have said, they're not coming out when they're talking to us. Like, do the Knicks have a plan? I think the Knicks probably do have a plan. They have this whole time. They keep improving.
But
we haven't seen a worse product than the year before in a while on this team. They're just not telling us what it is, and that's on them. I think in terms of coaching, like, we keep hearing, like, we heard the other day, Rick Brunson has more power. A report, Rick Brunson's calling the shots. That is BS. BT, you have adequately laid out. Leon Rose was a man of power. He's not doing this for the money. He's not doing it for the prestige. He's not answering to anyone. Leon's not answering to a soul. So all these BS reports, it's because the Knicks aren't telling us anything. The Knicks need to come out and tell us something, because I do trust we have a decent plan. Like this, oh, now the Bucks are not the Bucks. The Mavs won't trade us. J-Kid. The Knicks knew all along whether or not we had a plan at J-Kid. They weren't going and throwing darts. I think the
Knicks... Well, you don't know that, Mark.
It's a very calculated approach, but they got to tell us. It's on them if they don't tell us.
I got you. Now, you don't know this, and to be fair, neither do we. It's speculation at this point. It just, when you hear multiple names from different levels, college and pro, assistants with no experience, you know, guys who have been to the finals. I mean, it's the entire broad swath of coaches out there. So I don't think that the Knicks have a plan right now with their coach. I think they've got targets based on the change of their plan. The abrupt firing of Tom Thibodeau, even though I thought it was the right move for the team moving, because I thought he hit a ceiling, this does not strike me as a team that moved on in unison, like as a group. Hey, we know we could do better, and now here's where we go. It seems like somebody kind of stepped in, changed it, and now they're scattered.
I think the only way that it would make sense to me is if it is, in fact, Jason Kidd. I said that the other day, that there would be two guys. Van Gundy, who would be I want him for nostalgia purposes, and I just love him and trust him more than anybody else. The second would be Jason Kidd. And I think if they did hire Jason Kidd, like right now the Knicks should be laying in the weeds, smoke screens. There really hasn't been any real connection, especially with the actual report saying the Knicks will reportedly ask the Mavericks to interview Jason Kidd. That didn't happen with the Rockets. The Rockets, just a reporter shot down the idea that the Rockets would even make him available, Udoka available. Mm. There was nothing about the Johnny Bryan stuff. That was all smoke, you know, not, it was reporters or pundits speculating and connecting the dots. That's exactly right. Mike Malone, same thing. Jay Wright, same thing. Well, Villanova, the one legit report, Knicks asking the Mavericks, or will reportedly ask the Mavericks to interview Jay Kidd, that at least would make sense. Plus, you look at how they felt about Jay Kidd when he lost out to Tom Thibodeau, plus his relationship with Brunson. If it's Jason Kidd, then I do think that at least they could have a plan, even though we don't know about it. Starting with the Knicks yet again, and look, this is going to continue to be the topic here until there's kind of either an answer as far as the head coach goes, or they speak out, let us know what their plan is. And by the way, even then, that it's going to be about, okay, well, is this head coach the right hire? And then what are they going to do to fix this team? Like, I saw a report over the weekend that made it sound like Giannis is not going anywhere. So I guess that idea is out. Now, I don't know how legit that is. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the Knicks wouldn't, you know, who knows with these reports nowadays anyway. Guys throwing stuff against the wall, making it stick. But it did seem like the idea of the Knicks being able to land Giannis from the Bucks was unlikely, at least according to something that I saw over the weekend. But then you're going to get down to the basketball moves. Like, yeah, they could hire a head coach. Great. Let's say it's Jason Kidd, who's the best fit at this point, maybe in my opinion. You have a number one choice that you want for
I think
that?
At this point, it's probably Jason Kidd. Okay. I don't think they'll make the U-turn and go with Malone. I would prefer that.
Right.
I don't, you know, to me, Malone's not a home run. Jason Kidd's not a home run. But Tom Thibodeau wasn't a home run. Maybe they will be different versions of effective extra base hits without being a home runs. It'll kind of change the way they use the roster and do some offensive, you know, just kind of modernize things a little bit. That's my hope anyway.
But then from there, it's going to be about, well, okay, well, what are the next, who's the next player that they're going to bring? Does it need to be Durant? Does it need to be Giannis? Is there something of that magnitude, or is there something or some lesser moves that are made that can lengthen this team out a little bit or strengthen their bench? Like, that's going to be the talking point, trying to get this team to another level.
Yeah, and the word that was used a week ago or a couple of days ago was a landmark. So when you see that word, you think Giannis, you think Kevin Durant. That's natural. Whereas the Pacers should show us now, even though they got smoked last night, that there's value in having, you know, role players who really do fit the modern role here. Listen, I just want to be clear about one thing, too. I don't need, like, the Knicks to come out and say, hey, here's what we're trying to do. No, don't tell us what your plan is. That's idiotic. Nobody's asking you to do that. Just offer some assurances that you do have one.
Or some real reasons why you fired a head coach who was very successful. There can be tangible basketball reasons why that is the case. Not where our singular focus is to win a championship. That's, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, how's that gone for 50 years? Your singular focus is to win a championship. That wasn't the focus when they brought in Tom Thibodeau to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
It couldn't have been. It was to build up this franchise back to some respectable level, which is exactly what he did. Now they bring in players, and the first year, at least in my opinion, the first year where they really had championship-level talent, they fell just short of getting to the NBA Finals. It's not great. I'm not saying that. Well, take bows. I do think it was a success, but it was the first year. And now you're getting away from that in year one, firing the head coach that built it up this way. You just brought in new players. Like, it just doesn't make any...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Any sense unless you have somebody clearly in your mind that you believe is better to take this team to the next level, and we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, and listen, you and I fundamentally disagree on, you know, how much was there for Tom Thibodeau to, you know, squeeze out of this roster. I just don't think he is that guy, but, you know, always aware, going back to the conversation when we learned that he was being fired, that there's a chance if this is not done the right way and the execution's sloppy. And until it's hammered out and proven that it's right, I'm a little confused by what's going on. There's always a chance it goes backwards. Always.
Let's just talk about Jason Kidd for a second specifically, because I'm watching a highlight and it made me think of this. Do you think, just using some common sense here for the both of us, right? Do you think that there were maybe some conversations had at some point prior to Tibbs' dismissal, whenever that may be, in season, whatever, before Tibbs, postseason, between Knicks hierarchy and Jason Kidd about the idea of maybe him coaching the Knicks one day?
I think today, you know, any sort of, and I'm going to stop short of saying tampering because that's unfair, any sort of inability to get at least a sense of what the other person could be thinking is wildly irresponsible. You have to have a sense about that.
Right.
Now, not from organization to organization, because there's no way you're going to, hey, Dallas, about trying to, you know, poach your coach from you.
Kid to Rose or...
Yeah, you have to at least know, hey, if we take a massive swing at this and get Dallas, they can't say something that they can't say no to, we got to know that you want to come to us.
Agent to agent. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
I agree. Now, I don't know how far back it goes, but let's just say, right, using some common sense, that Kid was so bothered by the Doncic trade that he started working some back channels.
Oh, he strikes me as that type. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. And, still dummy.
Okay. And then maybe the one thing that could change here is that the Mavericks lucked into the top pick. And now maybe there's some hesitation there. Now, we don't even know if the Mavs would make him available, although I think that they would, but who knows? And I still think it's probably the most likely scenario the Knicks end up with Jason Kidd. But what if there were some back channeling going on? Kidd made his interest known. The Knicks were like, all right, well, we're going to see, but we probably don't think Tibbs is long anyway. Because remember, we talked about it going into the playoffs. It seems like the Knicks were looking for reasons. The reports were, well, if they don't smoke the Pistons and they don't, at the very least, compete with the Celtics, then they're going to be.
Yep.
Like, that's not what you say about a head coach that you really believe in.
100%.
You'd answer it the way Jalen Brunson did when he's like, come on, what type of question is that? That's what you'd say. So there might have been reasons the Knicks were looking to move on, but then maybe the Mavs, you know, lucking into that first pick might at least have J. Kidd thinking twice about it, where he's like, well, now I got Kyrie, AD, and Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure New York is more appealing than what I thought.
I don't know what he's thinking. You know, I feel like Jason Kidd loves the New York spotlight, but Texas is also, if you have real money, Texas is a pretty good place to live. Like, if you've got real, real money, I mean, it's... You know,
it's New York, though.
I understand
that. And
J.
Kidd, you're right. He's got the bug.
No, he does. I don't want to say that he craves more relevancy because Dallas is a massive city and with a good franchise. But
who do you think's got a better chance to win it? Win it all next year.
I would probably say the Knicks because number one, Cooper Flagg, I don't know if he's going to be as good as everybody thinks, number one. Kyrie's not coming back to start the season. AD's hurt all the time anyway.
Right.
So I would also say, but OKC's only going to get more mature and better, so they have a tougher roadblock there. I think the Knicks probably have a slightly easier chance to get, I think.
Yeah, just something I was thinking out loud there as watching some of the Cooper Flagg highlights. Peter's calling from Wanacue. What's up, Peter?
Good morning, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. First of all, I'm a big Tibbs fan, so I was disappointed he got fired, but I could understand. Looked like he was out-coached against Indiana. Obviously, losing that first game, and the second game, he didn't really have a game plan. But my thing to you is, I believe that the Knicks made a decision they were going to move Tibbs, and the right thing was to let him go before they had a coach. They can't approach any other team. They can't interview people because that wouldn't be the moral or ethical thing to do for Tibbs to find out that they're looking to replace him, yet they haven't fired him. Do you think that's a possibility?
Right now, I think everything's on the table there, Pete. I got to be honest with you, which is why this has been lingering for, you know, the Knicks have been the lead story now for basically weeks. I mean, going from the games to now, all right, let's kind of take stock of how the season ended to, wow, they actually did move on from Tom Thibodeau to, whoa. I mean, is Leon Rose the one who made the call, or was it Dolan to, okay, who's the head coach target? And is that enough for Leon Rose? Like, there's just a lot of things that right now have me worried is strong. I'm going to stay with confused here. I'm going to give the Knicks a little credit in the sense that while I don't love the unclear nature to their coaching search right now, again, I think it's too easy and too lazy to think that they'll fall back immediately to Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
I mean, there is somewhere in between, and the Knicks do have a lot of desirable players. And the Knicks, by the way, have a lot of committed, talented, hardworking players. So there's a lot more right than wrong, but the quicker they get in front of this, the better.
I think the more you think this through and we talk about this, my gut is leaning more toward it was Rose who made this decision.
You feel Rose now? Wow.
Well, based on the reports, here's the only way that can be proven correct. They land Jason Kidd.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe if you're going down that road. Now, Rose has put a lot in his track record here that gives you reason to believe and trust, right? And again, I told you from the people who I trust, from a lot of the reports, you talking about how Rose is not going to sit there and be like, he doesn't need this. If he were truly being strong-armed to a point where he didn't want to make this decision, mm-hmm. he'd walk away. He doesn't need this nonsense.
Yeah, I do believe that. Yeah, I said
right.
it. Yep.
So let's focus on that and say that he wants Jason Kidd. He believes Jay Kidd and his rapport with today's player and Jason Kidd, what he's established in his career as a player and as a coach, Brunson, all those different things. New York, he thinks Kidd's the right guy to maybe get this team to another level. Once the Knicks do hire Kidd, if that happens, then I think all this talk about speculating about Dolan mm-hmm. or they don't have a plan, that all goes away. That's the only way that, to me, would all make sense.
Yeah, and hopefully that happens.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, then the next pivot's going to be incredibly interesting and equally frustrating here. Now, I know we got a break, but I also don't think that it's, you know, Dolan saying, you know, Leon, sit down.
Right.
We're doing this. Like
the way that
no.
he used to.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right. I think it may have been, hey, listen, Leon, you know, more conversational, more, hey, Tom's done a lot of great things for us here, but, you know, I'm kind of thinking this, and I'm kind of thinking we should go in a new direction. It's very easy to position Dolan, based on his history,
yes.
as the overbearing, you know, tyrant coming in last moment. I don't think it's that. I still think there's a lot of synergy within the upper structure of the Knicks. But again, until this gets resolved, we're going to be guessing. And when people are guessing, that generally leads to some irresponsible takes. So we'll just clarify it soon, boys. Get on top of this. Judge with a big night, though. 3 for 4, 4 ribbies, 396. And it's all from your flagship station for Yankees baseball, The Fan.
All right, BT and Sal, we'll continue the phones here with the Knicks stuff. 888-808-1019. Remember I mentioned before, I was reading over the weekend that it seemed unlikely with the Knicks with Giannis. Well, there were two reports that were out there. The first one was, and again, who knows with the aggregator and all this stuff, a full court pass, which was aggregated from a report per Jerry Wolf. I guess that's how you say his name, or Wolfley. Who the hell knows? But he is a reporter for what does it say here?
He's probably out in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, Jerry Wolfelhoff. Say that again on the air.
Jerry Wolfel.
Yeah, right. So that report from last week, he was saying that basically the Knicks are going to go in and make a tsunami type offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the one that I saw over the weekend that countered it was from Legion Hoops, which was from a report from Jake L. Fisher. Well, again, like these are all aggregate stuff that gets blown up. The momentum for Giannis requesting a trade from the Bucks has significantly stalled per Jake L. Fisher. The common belief amongst league insiders that he's going to remain with the only franchise he's ever played for. So those are just the two, over the span of 2 days, it seemed. One report, tsunami offer. Knicks are going to make a tsunami offer. Next report, momentum has stalled significantly. So you just don't know.
Yeah.
But it does seem likely to begin with that the Knicks would be able to get Giannis.
Listen, I'm under the impression now that this whole social media reporting, it's just one big racket. like everybody's in cahoots and everybody throws out nonsense because how can you have such conflicting reports in a matter of hours? Now, I do, this is just me, I think the Bucks are motivated to move on from Giannis only because of the money. And they've got to reset some aprons and get their finances in order. And I think there's a lot of teams out there that would give them the opportunity to do that. It seems like Giannis might also be ready for a different challenge in his career. That's complete speculation, not even more so than the finances. I don't think the Knicks get him. That is based on the fact that I don't know if they have enough of what Milwaukee would want back.
Yeah.
Do I think the Bucks are going to try to trade him? I feel like more yes than no. Do I think the Knicks will get him? I feel like more no than yes.
And then there's the conversation, is he the right piece for this group? But we could have that if, in fact, they do make that move, or it gets closer to being a realistic possibility. Thomas calling from Deer Park. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's going on, guys? First-time radio caller, actually.
Wow, Thomas.
Thanks for hopping aboard. What's on your mind?
For sure. So, obviously, all the talks of the Giannis trade was going on. I think they're going to die out because there's obviously other teams out there with a lot more to offer. But look at a team like the Lakers. They just got a guy like Luka Doncic, young superstar. He's going to get a big deal, obviously, over there. They're not going to win right now with him and LeBron James being a duo. And quite frankly, he's on the age of 40, obviously. Don't you think a team like the Knicks have, and obviously it's going to sound delusional. I know this. It's coming out of my mouth of here.
Yeah.
But a guy like Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, two first-rounders for a 40-year-old superstar that's wants to win right now.
I don't want LeBron
in the weak East.
Nah, I have zero interest in LeBron James. He could take a hike. Not interested in LeBron James.
I don't know. Thank you for the call, Thomas. We appreciate it.
Yeah, this came up before, and we had totally different views. Like, you'd be, I don't want to put words in your mouth. Like, you know where I stand. LeBron, get lost. LeBron, yeah, let's get him at 40. Now let's bring Bronny with him.
But here's why. Well, no, I don't want Bronny with him. But here's why.
We have a choice.
Now, I'm not giving up all that to get him.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah,
not for LeBron. I mean, come on. You do that for Giannis, maybe.
Yeah.
Knicks have a lot of pieces here that they can work with. They got to figure out what's going to be the right fit. But why I would want LeBron at this point, BT, is there is a stabilizing championship force that he brings. Even at this age, you're not asking him to be the superstar that he once was.
Mm-hmm.
And he can complement this team, in my opinion, perfectly and be a leader along with Jalen Brunson, but a veteran who's proven to be one of the great players of all time, certainly, but an NBA champion as well. And his skill set still plays. It's not what he once was, but it still plays. Playing defense, getting guys to play hard on the defensive end, his size, his speed, the ability to shoot, attack the rim, like all those things, they may be diminished in accordance with what was once maybe the greatest player ever, whatever side you stand on in that argument, but certainly it's an argument to be had.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have him than KD, even though KD is younger and maybe the potential to be more impactful on any given night. I would trust LeBron's stabilizing force on a team that's trying to get over the hump and be an NBA champion.
I think that that's greatly overstated by a lot of people about LeBron. Like the reference that Jordan had, and yeah, I'm definitely on the Jordan side more than LeBron, but it's contestable.
Me too, I mean, his for the number, record.
Yep.
I mean, if I had to pick one, yeah, but the talent that LeBron has, to me, was greater than the talent. It's the other stuff that made Jordan better.
Mm-hmm. No, I got you. I think that where did I see this? Was it over the weekend? It was very quick where the Olympic team, you know, years ago just had enough of LeBron's, I don't know, just his way, like being above the team. I think that we look at LeBron as a very selfless player, and he is because he gives the ball up and, you know, he plays.
He's got to be at this point, no?
He's got to be, yeah. You're not going to run the offense through him, but I also think that he brings things that turn teammates off at this point.
Mm.
And I think part of it is that a lack of awareness as to where he is as a player and, you know, how of course he's lost a step, but a lot of people don't really think that he lost it, that he knows that he's lost a step, which is dangerous.
But wasn't he always a selfless player in the fact where he was getting criticized early on in his
career? For passing up shots.
Yeah.
Well, that was with the Celtics series, and there was a story behind that. I mean, do you remember that story?
Dante West.
Yeah, you do. So there was a reason why, allegedly, why he was checked out of that game, whatever. No, I would actually rather have Durant. Now it starts to feel a little bit, if that was to happen, like the Isaiah stuff. Like, you're going to bring in LeBron at the age of 40. And it's just a recommendation from a caller. We're not going nuts here. But it does speak to the fact that the Knicks have to do some things. But he's also, you know, he's got to handle the ball, all right? He can't really play off the ball as well. Jalen's got to have the ball, so I don't think that they would fit together. Maybe they would. Maybe I'm selling short,
I'd like to see Jalen a little bit more off the ball.
Yeah, well, when we saw that with some of the adjustments, it actually worked out in the conference finals. But I also think LeBron is an awful defender at this. I don't see it. No, I don't want LeBron James on the Knicks.
BT, is it just because he
didn't want us? He did not want us.
No, it's 15 years ago.
I'm not letting it go. He did not want us when we were begging for him.
See, I didn't want him then. Screw you. I want to beat you.
Now, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to want us. I'm not sitting there groveling. Oh, please, LeBron, come here. We need you. We need you. No, go wherever you want. We're going to beat you. That was my attitude.
But how'd that work out?
Well, unfortunately, they didn't have the right pieces in place to go out there and try to beat him. And when they were going that way, Dolan stepped in and got rid of Donnie Walsh.
Oh, that's true.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll talk some baseball when we come back. Continue with your calls on the Knicks, but work in the Mets to the conversation, and I can't wait to do that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.